the best things you can do for your garden this fall is to add organic material. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. You can till it in or let it decompose on top of the soil as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
You don't need a composter to add beneficial compost to the garden. Pile on a few inches of raw material and either till it in or let it sit on top of the soil, and it'll be broken down by spring. Organic matter improves tilth, aeration, and how quickly the soil takes up water. In sandy soils, it acts like a sponge, holding on to water and nutrients. Ward Upham is a horticulturist at Kansas State University. He says the first thing that comes to mind is tree leaves.
What I normally recommend is that people use a mower with a bagger and run those over because it kind of shreds them up so that they break down more easily in the garden. Just spread those maybe in about a 3-inch layer and then work those in. Do that as many times as you can before it gets too cold to do that. So probably about every 2 weeks or so, get another 3-inch layer and work it in. By spring, that's going to be all broken down and it will really help that soil.
There is a wide variety of material that can be added now, including dried manure, straw, and kitchen vegetable trimmings. Grass clippings are also beneficial, unless they've been sprayed with a crabgrass killer. Crabgrass preventers are fine, but killers are not, because they can carry over and harm the garden next year. Upham says there are a few other things to avoid.
The things that you would keep out of compost would be the same types of things you keep out of a garden, like animal fats or anything else that wildlife would dig up. Also, people are often tempted to add sand to a clay soil. That is not a good idea. And the reason for that is you've got a clay soil, you mix in sand, and what you've essentially done is make concrete.
Learn more about putting organic material on the garden this fall at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.